Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate and the beautiful, lovely, gorgeous
Fun Charlie.
And you can find her at funcharlie.com. And you can find me at docchocolatefans.com. And before we get into this episode with myself and the lovely Venus Cuckoldress, we just need to let y'all know where we're going to be at, just in case you want to stalk us. Please don't. Well, you don't want to get stalked, do you?
No.
No? Okay. Charlie's
find us for normal purposes.
Yes, find us for normal purposes. Yeah. Like, if you stalk me, I will end you.
Find you.
I will find you. I will. How did Liam Nielsen say it?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
All right. So, where are we going to be at this month in May 2025? From the 2nd of May until the 4th of may the 4th be with you, we have our Star Wars gear. Mm-hmm. We are going to be in Tucson, Arizona at the Hot Wife Palooza number 5, numero cinco.
Woo!
Woo! There you go. And it is a awesome hot wife takeover at a hotel, and it's fun. I've been to the past this will be my fourth one that I'm going to, and this will actually be Fun Charlie's first one.
First, yes.
Are you excited about it?
I am, actually, yeah.
Okay, what are you most excited about with the Hot Wife Palooza?
I was told it's a little mocha adjacent, which I went to my first mocha last November and really had a good time. So okay. I'm looking forward to, yeah.
All right.
Something similar.
And for those of you guys who don't know what she means when she says mocha, she's talking about Splash Mocha, which is a hotel takeover, which is interracial mostly, but it's fun. It's a bunch of ladies, couples, they go and they find a couple well-endowed gentlemen.
Yes.
To take their wife to Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Pound Town. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Y'all know what we are talking about. And then after that, later on in the month, we will potentially be in Miami, Florida at XBiz, and that'll be from May 19th through the 22nd. So if you guys are going to be in Tucson, Arizona between May 2nd to 4th, or Miami, Florida between May 19th through the 22nd, hit us up and all that good stuff, right? And do you got any new stuff that's happening in your world, Charlie?
I really don't.
You don't?
That's about it.
Okay. And also, you guys, if you guys are visiting Vegas, make sure y'all hit up Dot Chocolate if you want your wife to have her first BBC experience. And I don't mean British Broadcasting Company experience. Y'all know what I mean. We do sensual massages. We do everything. We make it a good time for your wife. So just hit us up, and you can hit me up at DocChocolateFans.com and go to that last link that says book me. And we also do cuckold experiences because we're doing a cuck humiliation thing later on this month, right?
In
May.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be an 8-hour thing. And we're going to put this cuck gentleman.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to.
The experience.
The experience. Yeah. His name is Jordan Cuck Jordan. Jordan, if you're listening to this, which I know you are, your ass is ours,
oh,
literally.
So much ours.
Yes. Yeah. And he's going to love it. So, anyways, without further ado, let's get into that episode.
Okay, what I wanted to talk about today with you, Doc, is such an important topic. And I don't know about you, but I don't think I've actually discussed this much on the show before. And yet it's something, a problem that's been happening for a long, long time. We're going to be talking about sexual coercion or trickery when it comes to mainly guys who want to get their wife into cuckolding them, and all sorts of tips, tricks, and shady fucking shit that they've been talking about implementing to try to get their wife to do this and not in the right way. So let's jump into it, Doc. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So we had a conversation. It was not that long ago where I was shocked with some of the advice that was being given out online, where guys were telling cucks and bulls were telling cucks husbands how to trick their wife into her ultimately having sex with some other guy. And you blew my fucking mind when you told me how often you get approached by men who want you, they want to get, conspire with you to trick the wife into sleeping with you. Am I right? Like, what was, like, and apparently not just once, not twice, but how often does this happen to you?
So, Venus, yeah, it was a great discussion that we had. And it's happened multiple times where it's a thing, right? So if something happens maybe once or twice, because I've been in the lifestyle for about 7.5 years. So if something happens once or twice, I don't really think that it's a thing, right? But if it's happened so many times that I lose track of it, then I believe that it's a thing. And I can definitely tell you that it's happened at least 10 to 15 plus times. So it's nothing where it's like happening way too often or multiple times a month or anything like that. But it's happened on more than one occasion where I've been thinking in my head that this is a really fucked up type of mentality to have, guys.
So what exactly are they asking you in general?
So in general, basically, the more popular approach is, hey, Doc, looking for a BBC to fuck my wife. And what I like to do is have you pick her up at a bar. So here's a scenario, black guy. I'll take my unassuming wife to a bar out there in Las Vegas, and then I will leave to go to the bathroom or go somewhere else, when in reality, I'll be in a corner watching from afar. And then you come in and you swoop in with all your BBC prowess and you try to entice her and flirt with her and try to get her to go back to the room to go sleep with her. And that's typically the approach.
Okay. And this is, and I'm assuming that the wife is not in on this plan. Like, she doesn't know about it.
Correct. Correct. And usually what's happened in many cases is the guy has talked to his wife, but maybe she is still on the fence, or he's brought it up to her and she's basically like, yeah, no, I don't think so, Ralph. I don't think this is for us. Ralph. And he's arguing with her, but Mary, she's like, Ralph, God damn it. No, no means no. And then Ralph is like, okay, whatever, you know, and then they come to, you know, maybe an anniversary trip or a work trip to Vegas. And he's like, oh, well, I can make this happen, you know, and that's usually how it plays out.
Wow. And so you said that this is a thing, that this happens often. Is this like maybe 2-3 times a year that you get guys who want you to do this for them?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say that's a good, accurate number. It was probably about maybe 10 to 15 times a year when I was actively doing lifestyle. Because nowadays, just because of my schedule, I'm not really active on, you know, sites like Cassidy or Adult Friend Finders or anything like that. But when I was, it was like there was way more people that would do that. But in the content creation space, people are less apt to do that.
Okay. So 10 to 15 times a year. And you're just one of the guys out there who's in the lifestyle. So I wonder how problematic this is. How many guys are actually trying to plan these things? That's a bit shocking for me and worrying for me. But let's talk about it, because I'm assuming that you've never said yes. Like, you're like, nah, she's not in, you know, in on this, then I'm not doing it, right?
So I've never said yes. There was this one time.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So she's like, hey, Venus is giving me the look. She's like, all right, next time I see you, Doc, I'm going to slap you across your face. So there's this guy, and he had booked me for a sensual massage for his wife, right? And so I go there, and, you know, I'm just, you know, there's nothing that's sticking out that's, you know, shady or anything.
Yeah,
no red flags. And so I get there, and usually for these type of things, you know, whether it's lifestyle or content creation or sensual massage, 9 times out of 10, you know, hell, 99 times out of 100, it's usually the guy that's setting it up, right?
Yeah.
So that's typical. And so we meet at a bar. Usually that's where I meet up with couples when I'm doing sensual massages, or hell, even lifestyle in general, right?
Yeah.
And when we get there, I meet him by the elevators, and he's like, all right, he's already paid me my 50% deposit, right? And so he's like, okay, so what I'm going to do is, my wife is down there at that table down there. She's wearing like the little black cocktail dress, and she's right there. Like, I'm going to go off, and then I want you to like flirt with her and try to convince her to fuck her.
Oh.
And I was like, so he basically put me on the spot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that this is just a regular type of, you know, sensual massage. You know, usually it's the guy that's, you know, the catalyst and wanted to get this set up. And usually the wife always knows about it, right? She just needs to meet up with me and see that I'm like, you know, a somewhat cool guy.
Yeah.
And build rapport, right? So that's what I'm used to. So in this case, he said all this bullshit. And so, hey, this motherfucker throws me for a loop. I'm like, wait, what? And I was like, so you haven't told your wife? I'm confused. Like, what's going on? And he's like, well, yeah. You know, he starts trying to backtrack, because I guess he sees a look on my face, and he's like, well, you know, yeah, me and Margaret, we talked about it, you know, at times, and, you know, blah, 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 but she doesn't really know about it. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, that's fucked up. I was like, why would you put her through that? And then, oh, on top of that, God, you're putting me through this bullshit, because you're, you know what I'm saying? Had I known that, I wouldn't have even taken the deposit, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm going to keep the deposit anyways, regardless. But So anyways, you know, I basically go over there. I'm just like, okay, I'm here, you know, whatever. Right. So I go there and I talk to the wife, and she's very, you know, she's welcoming, you know. And so when I talk to her, within the first 2-3 minutes, I'm thinking in my head, Venus, I'm like, okay, maybe this is a kink of theirs. Maybe she does know about it, but they're playing the whole
right
stranger, you know, pick me up at a bar type of thing, because she's way too like welcoming to me. Right. And so, you know, I know I may have a silver coated tongue, but my game, isn't that tight. You know what I'm saying? Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode. Hey, I'll just say it. Right. You know, she's way too like, you know, inviting to me. Right. And so we talked for about maybe 5 minutes and whatnot. And, you know, I could tell she's totally comfortable with me. She's giving me good body language. And so I'm kind of thinking in my head, OK, well, I feel a little bit more comfortable with this. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still fucked up, but whatever. And so the guy comes back like, you know, after about 5 minutes, and he sits down and he's like, oh, well, hey, Margaret, who's this? You know, and, you know, she basically tells him, and I'm still thinking it's a kink. But then he's like, well, hey, you know what would be cool is if Doc took you upstairs to our room and gave you a massage and this and that. And, you know, I'm waiting to see what her response is. And she's looking kind of shocked and dismayed. And she's like, yeah, I don't think I'm comfortable with that. And then I'm like, oh, maybe this wasn't a thing. And then I'm like, this is some fucked up bullshit, right? So I kind of just sit back and I'm just like observing, right? So I'm not pushing either way. I'm just listening to this man and this woman kind of go back and forth, right? And it was friendly, but then he kept on pushing, right?
Right.
And then she's like, the more he pushed, the more she put up her walls, right? And then I was like, trying to get out of there. I was like, okay, you know what, guys, here, I'm going to let you guys talk and converse and I'll see myself out. And he's like, oh, no, stay, Doc. Stay,
right, because he's paid, right?
Yeah, he's paid.
Oh, my God.
And either way, Venus, I'm keeping your money.
Yeah.
I'm keeping your money because, you know, again, I, you know, scheduled out my night for you and I drove out there and stuff like that. I got ready, you know, and, you know, shaved and, you know, did some pushups and, you know, like, yeah, I'm keeping your money, you know? So eventually I do leave and I'm just shaking my head, just laughing, you know? And, you know, he even offers to pay me the rest of my money, you know, but I'm like, nah, man, you know, keep the remainder of the money, you know? So, yeah. So that was one time that, you know, I even somewhat enticed that situation.
And yet it's shocking how often you get asked to do that exact same thing, pretty much that exact same scenario. Let's, you know, trick my wife into this. We can pressure her and it'll work out. And oh my God, this is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I recently started going on Reddit and I like this cuckold psychology thread that's on there. It's interesting. There's some weird ass posts, but most of them are pretty genuine. But I read one which just pissed me the fuck off. Again, it's this kind of mentality of let's trick her into it. So I'm just going to read it quickly here. This was actually written by a bull, somebody who calls himself a bull.
Okay.
And his advice to this guy was, the original person who posted said that, you know, my wife is really hesitant. She doesn't really want to do it. She's, you know, there's a fine line between completely rejecting it and being slightly curious, blah, blah, blah. And the advice that this bull gave was bring a friend in air quotes, okay, over and mention he thinks that she's hot. Keep it up for a week and invite him back. Then talk about cuckolding with both present. It'll happen. I did this with a couple, came over for what he called a furnace inspection, chatted the couple up for a bit and left. Hubby set the wheels in motion for a few days till the part came in. I returned and she was alone and nervous as hell. My phone buzzed and hubby said, go for it. Hubby told the bull, go for it. I looked her in the eye and I said, your husband just texted me and asked me to take you to bed. Would you like the bed or right here? He said she'd been sitting on the fence for years and had chickened out at the last minute before. So she did not want to do this. And the two of them got together and made this plan that they were going to trick and pressure this wife into it and put her on the spot like that. Man, it made me feel fucking ill to read that. It made me feel sick to my stomach. It made me feel so bad for her. And this is not the first time I've seen advice like that given out online. That post is still up. That comment is still up, which I think is shit. Like whoever's moderating that group needs to put a stop to that. Because what I want to say is I think that there's this idea with guys out there that who think that this kind of suggestions, advice, behavior, planning, executing, all that stuff is normal. Like there's really, like maybe it's a little shady and maybe you shouldn't do it. Maybe some guys have that in their mind, like, yeah, I don't know. But if it works out, then everything is going to be great because then she'll figure out that this is awesome and she likes it. And then, you know, I don't know what the thinking is, but I think that most of these guys think that this is normal and this is okay. And I just want to actually point out that this is not normal and that this is not okay. And in North America, this is illegal. This is against the law. And so sexual coercion, which I'm going to define it for everybody listening right now so you understand what this actually is. So you can recognize it and be like, oh, that's what that is. Sexual coercion is a form of sexual violence where someone is pressured, tricked, or threatened into engaging in sexual activity that they don't want to do.
Yeah.
And the ways that people sexually coerce others mainly is with pressure and manipulation. But people also use threats and intimidation. But all of those things equals consent is not freely given. If you're implementing those things, consent is not freely given. And it is a crime in Canada. It is a crime in the United States. It falls under the umbrella of sexual assault or sexual abuse laws. Sexual coercion is where somebody is pressured or manipulated into sexual activity. It is a form of sexual assault and it is illegal. And I hope everyone listens to that last part. It's not okay. Not only is it fucked up for you to be doing this to your wife, it's dishonest. It's manipulative. It's just trickery. Why the fuck are you engaging in that in a relationship where you should be honest and open and trust each other? I would be fucking fuming if my husband was making these plans behind my back.
Yeah.
And trying to trick me like that after I had said no. I would be so angry that my marriage would be over. I'd be like, get the fuck out. I don't trust you. You know, this is not okay. And just makes me really upset.
Yeah. as you should be.
Did you know that it was illegal?
So I didn't know that it was legal per se. Now I know that obviously if you are pushing a woman to do a sexual act, that's against her will. Obviously that's illegal, but I didn't know the coercion parts. I'd be interested in seeing like, where is that line, right? Because obviously there's going to be a gray area where it's, okay, she didn't want to do it, but she did do it, versus, okay, what's that line where she was totally without consent and she was being basically sexually attacked, right? Like, what's that defining line? You know, that's what I would like to research. But I feel that in the lifestyle space, we shouldn't even approach that line or that gray area, you know, especially if you're a new guy. And I feel like, you know, in this instance, there's two parties at fault. There's, you know, number one, there's the husband. And then number two, there's the bull, mm-hmm. right? And so with the husband, well, and before I even talk about the husband and the bull's role in this, like, guys and ladies that are listening to this, mostly guys who are listening to this, mm-hmm. there's two things that you want to make sure that women feel in the lifestyle. You want to make sure that number one, she feels safe, and number two, that she feels comfortable. So safety and comfort are the two pillars of making sure that your ladies have a good time and that we're all having a good roller coaster fun of a time, because we can do that, you know, but all parties need to feel comfortable, you know, and women especially need to feel safe. Now, husbands, usually it's you that are bringing up the lifestyle to your lady. That's fine. You know, maybe you have this sexual kink, this fantasy or whatnot that you want to become reality, and that's fine. But the old saying goes that you can bring a horse to water, but she can't make it drink. So you can bring your lady to the water, but you can't force her to drink. So talk about the lifestyle and whatnot. And if she gives resistance and whatnot, then you basically have to go with that. If she just basically flat out says no, okay, then it's no. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't talk about it further, but you shouldn't try to put her in a situation that's going to make her feel unsafe and uncomfortable, you know, because you as her husband are supposed to be her protector. And like Vita said, you know, she's like, I would dip out. I would get divorced.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm out. Like, you know, that's not cool.
And yeah, y'all don't know Venus. Like, she's a little bit hood. You know, she comes from Canada, but she's a little bit hood. She got a shank in her purse at all times. And so, and then the bulls, I feel they have that second responsibility as a man to make sure that the woman that they're going to potentially play with feels comfortable. So every situation that I go into, especially if it's a lifestyle situation, a sensual massage situation or whatnot, I'm always asking the guy, because I'm usually conversing with him at the beginning, I'm asking him what is her do's, what are her do's and don'ts. But then when I get there in person and I'm talking to the lady, I always ask her what her do's and don'ts are. And so I'm listening to what she's saying. And then I'm also reading her body language and seeing how she's saying things and whatnot. And I'm very, very clear just so that I know what her comfort levels are. Because at the end of the day, the guy can say anything that he wants, but I don't care what he says. All I'm worried about is what the woman says is her do's and don'ts and wants, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that there is a gray area, honestly. I feel like if it's a no from her, even if it's a I don't know, or even if it's like a maybe, that's not an enthusiastic yes. And you don't start pressuring somebody, or you don't pressure somebody at all if they are not an enthusiastic yes. That's how I feel about that.
I feel like, because I see where you're coming from, I feel like... So having conversations, right? If she says no, or she's kind of like, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I feel like we should continue the conversation, but you shouldn't be aggressive on trying to push it, right? So maybe it's a thing where you have continued conversation, right? Actually, you know, like making it a physical thing where you're actually putting her physically in that situation. Yeah, to me, that's definitely, there's no gray area there, you know? But I feel like it's okay to keep having the conversations, but you shouldn't put her in that that clear-cut physical situation unless it's like a hell yes from her. If every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or a hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well-planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show. You know?
Yeah, some of the other shitty things that I've seen a lot online as advice. Oh, and this one just brutal. As advice for husbands on how they can get their wife to cheat on him or, you know, have sex with another dude. Basically, they come up with all sorts of strategies. But what's really alarming is a very common one is get her really drunk. Get her nice and drunk is what they say. Just get her nice and drunk. Take her to a bar. And one guy even said, go to a bar, get her nice and drunk. Like, oh, just the language of it is fucking horrible. And then start an argument with her and leave her there. That was his advice to this guy. And I was like, oh my God. And nobody's calling this out as like horrific. Not just horrific in that you're trying to make her so that she's intoxicated and therefore, you know, less likely to say no to somebody's advances, but you're fucking leaving her there or you're starting an argument in your relationship with an ulterior motive. Like, this is so fucked up. You sound like a piece of shit human being if you do that to somebody you supposedly love. Oh, this is so fucked up. I just can't get over it. But nobody calling out this really fucking shady bad advice, which is the other flip side of it. The problems are these dudes themselves, like you said, and then the bulls who go along with this is terrible. But also for all the people who are just turning a blind eye to this, like online, what the fuck, you guys? You gotta call this out. But yeah, the whole getting her drunk or getting her high, stoned is like really fucked up. It's very much reminding me of, or even, you know, okay, this other one, it sounds very benign, but this is so hugely problematic. And you've probably come across this as a bull. Husbands sharing nudes of their wife without her consent online just to get the reaction from bulls like, oh, she's hot. I love her titties. Her ass is great. What a great pussy, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to do this to her, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, cucks are wanking off to it, thinking that, like, oh, that's so hot. Oh, my God. And meanwhile,
your wank off, your wank off example, Venus, is stellar.
But they're just like, oh, my God, so exciting. meanwhile, she has no idea that he's doing this. She has no idea that her pictures are now out there with random people. And it's just like, it's so gross. Like, it's so fucked up. Like, I don't know. Guys, why do you think that this is okay? This is not okay. Don't fucking do that. If my husband was doing that, I would fucking kill him. Like, that is not okay. Ever. Where's the trust, motherfuckers? Like, it's so not okay.
Yeah.
But why this bothers me so much, I put a lot of thought into this. And I hope that all the guys listening are really listening to this part, because you might not think that this is such a problem, but let me tell you how much of a problem this is. I don't know if you've heard of Gisele Pellicot.
I have. Yeah. She was not in the U.S., I think Britain, is it?
France.
France, okay.
Yeah, so she, for those of you listening, I hope you guys have heard her name and know her story. But if you haven't, she was, I believe, in her 70s, and she found out that, well, she didn't find out, the police found out that her husband was drugging her for 9 years, drugging her with lorazepam, a sedative, and and he invited over at least 72 men to rape her at least 92 times over the period of 9 years. He filmed it all, and that's how they found that they know it was that many men, but it was probably much more. And he learned how to do this from a guy online who was drugging and raping his wife. And he then taught Gisele's husband how to do it. And then, of course, Gisele's husband taught other men online how to drug and rape their wife. Anyway, it was a horrific, horrific story. I don't know if the husband had cuckold fantasies. He loved to watch her get raped. He felt no remorse over, you know, drugging her. She had no memory of it, nothing. She thought she was getting Alzheimer's disease because she would black out. She had no idea. and they were all, you know, brought to trial and sentenced, which is
as they should.
Yeah. But the disturbing part was that men were teaching each other how to do this. It wasn't long after that trial that police, I think it was in Germany, found a Telegram group of over 70,000 men from all over the world. This was a
70,000.
70,000.
Shit.
This was a rape chat group where men were talking about drugging and raping their mothers, their sisters, and their wives, and offering their wife to other men when they're drugged so that they can be raped, and giving advice to other men on how to do this. 70,000. This was just one group online. This is so fucking vile, because it just, and so when I see these posts of, oh, get your wife really drunk, just get her super drunk and then she'll do it. Or, you know, oh, it just gives me the fucking vomit feeling. Like, it's so gross.
Yeah.
Why do you think that this is okay to manipulate women in this way for their body is so fucked up? But I just recently watched the Netflix series Adolescence, which apparently 66 million other people just watched as well. I don't know if you've seen it.
Is that the one with that that British boy that and little girl and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And one of the themes in that series is that through incel and manosphere culture online, kids are learning, especially boys are learning, that it's okay to trick women into getting their body. But in fact, they say that, you know, women and girls need to be tricked and manipulated into sex or sexual acts or favors or whatever, because they wouldn't do so otherwise. And so that's what they're learning. And that's what, and fuck, I'm just like, I see a trend here. If husbands are manipulating and tricking their wife into fulfilling this fantasy for them, and they feel justified in doing that, and that's morally okay, And then we have, you know, these rape chat groups where husbands, other husbands all across the world are saying, yeah, I can't get my wife to do this, but I'm just going to drug her and make it happen. This is so fucked up. And then, yeah, it's very upsetting. So everybody listening right now, please, can you just understand that this is actually a huge problem? And in this lifestyle, this is not okay. You don't do that. So getting back to what I was saying before that, the fact that this is not called out in this lifestyle is really kind of fucking weird. And so I would like right now to call upon all the bulls out there to call the shit out. If you see other guys, other bulls talking about this, conspiring together, doing these types of things, call that shit out. That's not okay. And that's illegal. That's assault. Don't fucking do that. Okay. That's not all right. And to anybody who moderates groups in this lifestyle where somebody posts something that is manipulating or trickery like that, please remove that shit. Call it out. Put it in your fucking rules and your guidelines for your groups that this is not okay. I think we need to start kind of building a culture of awareness around this, that that is not okay. We don't do that. That's not okay.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And I mean, there's so many layers to what you just talked about. This is a topic, Venus, which needs to be talked about repeatedly, because the more it's talked about, the more public it's going to be. And, you know, we'll see what a big, huge problem it is. Right. Because when I heard the Giselle yeah. situation, you know, I need to do more research into it. I just heard about it offhand. I thought it was an isolated incident, you know. And you know, yeah, you know, there's, you know, a few sick fucks out there that get into doing that. But for them to say that there's like a group, a Telegram group with 70,000 people conspiring to do this, that's very, very troubling. Very troubling, you know, because that 70,000 strong group represents probably 70 million people, or not even maybe that much, but it represents a large, large population of men that think that it's okay. And they basically support each other in doing that. So that's something that we need to talk about more. And it's something that men need to understand, that it's not just a male-female thing. It's a thing of being a basic good human being and making sure that you're not harming another human being. But in this case, it's a one that's supposed to be your wife, the one that you're protecting, the one that you're loving. It's sick. And
it is sick. Yeah, it is. So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't sure, like with doing this episode, I wasn't sure because I'm sure that there are some guys out there who genuinely don't realize that how wrong it is. And maybe they will feel like shitty about it, you know, like after hearing this, and then be like, oh yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. And for those guys, like, good on you for learning and for changing your ways. That's fucking good, you know?
Yeah.
But for other guys who are just like, you know, I don't care, I'm still gonna do this, I just wanna say, fuck you. Like, fuck you. You're a piece of shit. Just fucking stop already. I hope you get arrested. I hope she files charges.
And I hope you go to jail. That somebody that's big, he's 6'5", and he has a big black cock. I hope he drugs you and he fucks you in the ass. And you'll see how it feels.
No, he'd probably like it. He would probably like it.
I mean, no, but I mean, seriously, all joking aside, that's a big problem, because like, I think the majority of guys that are out there that are even, you know, of this line of thinking, they're going to line up more in the, oh, hey, let me try to coerce my wife and set up this fucked up situation where like the bull tries to entice her to fuck her. Right. I think that's going to be the majority of offenders, but there's going to be a minority of them where they're taking it to the extreme areas of fucked upness, where it's like drugging and, you know, that honestly, Venus, that blows my mind. That blows my mind. That is, you know, that problematic, because that's sick.
It's really sick. What's it like to be a woman in the world right now? It's pretty fucking scary, honestly. Yeah. If this is, you know, your husband, this person who's, like you said, they're your protector, supposed to be watching out for you, is willing to get you intoxicated or drugged and left in a strange place, or giving your body to other people, to strangers without your consent. Oh my God.
Yeah. And when I think about it, Venus, it's like, you're probably inviting these guys up there and you're not even using protection. I doubt that they're even using protection, you know, and you're just having all these random strange dudes fucking her. They could be pumping her full of HIV, AIDS, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and she doesn't even know.
Giselle Pellicoat got an STD. Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all levels of fucked up.
Yeah. It really is. It is. Like, but the 70,000 member rape chat group was appalling. There was several groups that they found on like Telegram, but that was the biggest one that they came across. And people were actually, you know, posting videos of their wife or mother or whatever, drugged and raped and stuff. Like, they were actively teaching people how to do this.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine if there was like a group of 70,000 people that were terrorists and they're talking about, all right, guys, this is how we're going to like create bombs and cause anarchy and blow up schools and government buildings. Could you imagine if there was a group of 70,000 guys like that? Like, what type of like news that would be, you know?
Or could you imagine if there was a group of 70,000 women who were conspiring on how to drug and have their husband raped up the ass?
I thought you were going to say, hey, Venus, I thought you were going to say, have woman sit on his face.
No. Like, I was like for all,
hey,
like,
hey, when I die, I want to die of oxygen deprivation. I want to be asphyxiated by vaginas on my face.
But I'm just trying to, like, for the guys listening, all that, but, you know, for the guys listening, like, for all the hetero homophobe dudes out there, what if there was all these wives conspiring to get their asses fucked by dudes? You know, it's just like, that's the level of like, no fucking consent. No consent.
When you said that, Venus, my ass cheeks clenched up very, right? Very tightly.
I know. You know what I'm talking about. It's scary. You're scared. You'd be scared. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm so scared of my wife right now. I feel like she's going to drug me and somebody's going to come over and fuck me up the ass and I'm going to be gay tomorrow.
Hey, it's only gay if you look into his eyes and you smile.
Oh, okay.
But no. I mean, all jokes aside, though, I mean, that's actually a really good analogy. That's a really good analogy, you know.
But could you imagine if we were posting pictures of our husbands getting raped up the ass? Like, how appalling that would be, you know?
Yes.
Like, what a different world.
You gotta be crying over here.
What a different world it would be.
I just imagine though, this poor brother up here, and he's bound and he has his ass up in the air, and like there's a line of like 3-4 big ass dudes just pounding
him. Yeah, and what if he wakes up, like, he's drugged unconscious and he wakes up and he's like, my butthole hurts. Like, I don't understand why the butthole hurts.
Why am I getting hemorrhoids now? I've never had hemorrhoids before.
Why do I have herpes now? So we laugh, but like, seriously, I would, you know, I hope that guys can look at this from a different lens. Like, oh, what if this was, what if this was flipped around? What if the world was really unsafe for you and your asshole was unsafe? Consent meant nothing?
Yeah. That was actually a good analogy. So guys, unless you want to be drugged and have your asshole fucked, don't do that to your wives.
Yeah, you know? Don't do that.
But yeah, and I mean, it's a thing where men, we don't respect our wives and our ladies as they should be respected. We should put them on pedestals and treat them as our queens. And not saying that we need to just be overran by our woman and, you know, be yes men and this and that. I mean, if that's the case, if that's how you guys do it, you know, for those guys that are in FLR, female-led relationships, okay, if that's the lifestyle that you guys live and you both consent, okay, do it that way. But for just any general man outside of FLR, you should be treating your wife as a queen. You should be putting her on that pedestal. You should be treating her as a jewel. And you putting her in this compromising position that's basically against her will, you're basically putting her at risk. You're basically putting her at risk of dying. You know, what if she catches AIDS, mm-hmm. you know, from your dumb actions, you know? Don't do that. And I feel like this is a topic, again, Venus, that we need to discuss over and over again. It's not just a thing that should be discussed once.
Yes, and I think that goes hand in hand with building a culture of responsibility and safety in this lifestyle to make it not okay. Like right now, it seems like this kind of behavior in the lifestyle is tolerated. And it should not be. Let's shame the fuck out of these people. Like, don't do that. Like, don't do that. It's not okay. There's a reason why it is illegal to do that, to manipulate your wife into doing this in these sneaky ways. Like, and for the guys listening who are like, oh, but she wouldn't do it in any other way. Oh my God, go to therapy. Figure out what the fuck is wrong with you, because that's not all right for you to be okay with that. Like, it's not okay for you to be all right in your moral fucking mind with doing that shit to your wife. Go to therapy, do the work.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause, and guys, we're not saying that if you have a kink that you shouldn't talk about it with your wife. So if you have a kink, yeah, you should talk about it with your wife. You should communicate it. But if she says no, and you know, it's an aggressive no, don't push it, you know, like, okay, so one thing that I've seen that works with a lot of guys that want to jump into this lifestyle, like, let's say their wife is kind of like, no, that's kind of weird, you know, Frank. They basically put out a lot of information. They put out the Venus Cuckoldress podcast, Bulls and Queens, books and whatnot, and they let their wife learn that way, you know, and maybe she gets comfortable with it. Maybe she doesn't, you know. If she doesn't, then that's fine. But you just got to shelf that kink, you know. If she says no and she's adamant on it, you just got to shelf that kink. It just is what it is, you know, because like, okay, taking your example, Venus, if your wife had a kink where she was like, I've just always wanted my husband to get fucked in the ass, or I've always wanted to peg my husband in the ass with a 12-inch black dildo. Okay, she can discuss it with you, and you know, maybe you say yes, maybe you don't. Maybe if you're like, I don't think so, honey. You know, maybe she sends you to a bunch of podcasts talking about pegging. Maybe you change your mind, and you're like, okay, let's explore this. Maybe you don't. But if you say no, I don't want this 12-inch dildo in my ass, she has to respect what you say.
Yes, absolutely. It's the same with any kind of kink that you don't really like, that you like. There's all sorts of, I don't want to say extreme kinks out there, but there's some shit out there. Okay. And like, I always still, for guys who are like, but my wife just won't do this fantasy for me. I'm like, well, what if she had a kink that was so revolting to you that you were just like, oh, hell no. Like she really like wants you to wear a diaper and shit in it so she could eat it. Like,
goddamn,
you know, it exists. It's a thing. Okay. I really want you to wear a diaper shit in it so I could eat it. And then like, what? I'm not comparing cuckolding to wearing a diaper and shitting it and eating it, but I'm just saying that like when it's a kink that you're not into and you're just like, I cannot get into this at all, like, I'm sorry this you're really into this, but like, I cannot, then put yourself in her shoes and understand that, like, okay, maybe this is asking too much.
Yeah. Side note, I'm not sure if Kathy K from Strictly Anonymous ever told you this story, but she had a guy that would, he would nut come inside of a condom, and then he would take the cum and put it in a batter of eggs and batter it up, and then he would fry it, and then he would eat it. So he would eat some cum eggs. Because I was interviewing her, and I asked her, what's the weirdest story you've heard? And she told me that. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, see, I become a virgin. I just I immediately want to throw up when I think about that.
You wouldn't eat those scrambled eggs? It's full of protein.
I cannot, because I would physically get sick. And so if somebody had this like fetish thing, I would just be like, I'm so sorry, but like, I cannot. I can't go there.
I can't eat those eggs. Take those eggs away from me.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a funny story, though. I've heard way worse than that, though. there's some crazy kinks out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. So, going back to what we said earlier, I think the point of doing this show is, to wrap this up anyway, is that personally, I would like for people to stop normalizing this and start actually calling it out for what it is and that it's not okay. So, for bulls out there, call the shit out, okay? For cucks out there, if you hear about stories about this, call the shit out. Women, if your husband is trying to, if you catch him trying to do this to you, know that this is not okay. This is not all right. This is against the law. You can't do this to people, okay?
Yeah.
And moderators out there, please clamp down on this shit, because we can't be having people learning about this shit online, this awful behavior online.
Yeah, and honestly, like on a Reddit community, if they're talking about illegal things, if you report it, they're going to get the group banned. You know, there's a reason why this the 70,000 man group talking about raping their wives, there's a reason why it was on Telegram instead of Reddit.
Yeah,
because that shit would have got banned with the quickness. So if you see groups like that out there where they're basically, it's just groups focused around harming women, report the group.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Yeah.
So this has been the beautiful, lovely, gorgeous Venus Kakodris. And you can find her at venuskakodris.com. And the decent looking Doc Chocolate, you can find him at bullsandqueens.com. So until next time, y'all have fun and eat your eggs.
Ew.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.